According to the High Court case, when a statute prescribes that there must be reasonable grounds
for the walk,
it requires that when a statute prescribes that there must be reasonable grounds for a state of mind, it requires
Corden.
The existence of facts.
Corden, Corden, everyone, Corden.
Please provide
there you go.
The facts.
What's your name?
Okay. I'm committing an offence.
What's your name?
Show me your license.
Oh, you go my way. What's your name?
That I got a license. Committing an offence. Where are the facts?
What's your name? What's your address?
I don't have to speak to you unless I'm on the address.
Get out of my way. Push my way. Get out of my way. Push my hand.
Okay, and I will not.
Your name? Your name? Badge number? 41943. So I couldn't get that? 41943. Thank you. Your name, please? Excuse me, what's your name?
Hazel Brennan.
Your number? Thank you.
There is no arrest, I don't have to speak to you. I'll have to speak to you.
So where do you live?
Don't push me.
1.5 metres.
Don't push me. Don't push me.
1.5 metres.
Don't push me.
Embarrassing, you guys do. Embarrassing.
Oh, you guys got to get a gun, you think you can bully me? Fuck me.
What's this intimidation? Why is everyone here?
None of your business. And make sure we get all of this and show how they treat people. You need reasonable grounds. It's the High Court case, George versus Rocket, 1990. When a statute prescribes that there must be reasonable grounds for a state of mind, including suspicion of belief, you said belief, it requires the existence of facts which are sufficient to induce that state of mind in a reasonable person. DPP versus Hamilton. I have no obligation to speak to the police unless I'm already under arrest. You guys don't know what the law is. You should not be being directed by the government, okay? It's inconsistent with Section 51 of your own Act, the definition of a constable at common law, and it says in your own Act, Section 51, that you're a constable at common law. Also, acting under dictation, being directed by the government is against one of the High Court cases, R versus Commissioner, the Metropolis of Police, ex parte 1968. It's against that. Acting under dictation is how we get a dictatorship. It's against the law. I think you need to back off.
You have no idea about the law. No idea.
The police last night. There is no reason for you to be stopping me here. You're in breach of the peace, and I'm asking you to step
aside.
None of your business what my name is. I don't want to talk to you about any of that stuff. I'm not going to share any information with you. I don't trust you. You're not trustworthy, and I want you to step aside.
Yeah, so I believe you're committing an offence.
Based on what?
Because I believe you're outside your 5K.
Based on what? There has to be facts, or your belief is not valid at all.
Because you're not giving me anything else.
No, that's an assumption. I'm under no obligation to speak to you. That's an assumption. I'm under no obligation to speak to you unless I'm already under arrest. Okay? So you say, because I'm not providing evidence to you, that is in conflict with DPP versus Hamilton. Okay? Supreme Court case.
Know your rights, buddy. Know your rights. Know your law, know your rights. You arrest us, we'll take you to court and sue the shit out of you.
I told you that I'm not going to share any information with you unless I'm already under arrest. And in order for you to have reasonable grounds for that arrest,
hello everybody. Name, numbers. Name, numbers.
Where's the social distancing?
I know. Social distance for me. Name, numbers. Name, numbers. We'll see all you monkeys in court.
DPP versus Hamilton, which apparently you guys all learn in the academy. And you should have learned that in the academy. I've had to learn that because of what you guys are doing. You don't know the law.
So whereabouts do you guys come from today?
None
of your business.
So you're going to give me anything, or
I'm not going to give you anything. I don't want to give you anything. I don't want anything from you, and I don't trust you. I don't like you. I think what you're doing is a vile action against the people. And I think none of your business.
Yeah.
You know, you can talk to them, but you know what? We're not going to talk to you. We don't want to talk to you.
Are you aware of the CHO directions?
No, the directions. The directions.
Because I'm not going to talk.
Are you under direction from the CHO?
Yeah, so I'm talking to him.
No, you're talking to us. You're talking to him, you're talking to all of us.
It's inconsistent with the definition of a constable, which is Section 51 of your Act, says the duties and powers of a police officer, Section 51 of your Act, you should know this, are as a constable at common law, and the definition of a constable in the LexisNexis legal dictionary, which is the most prominent legal dictionary, says a police officer has independent authority over their office and that they cannot be directed by the government or senior police. Okay, you're being directed by the government. That's called acting under dictation. That's systemic failure. And the fact that you don't know that shows that there's systemic failure in the system. You should know that.
Yeah.
You should be doing your job properly. Okay.
You're talking about his life, isn't
he? You should be arresting the police.
You're talking about his IQ, Nick.
I don't have to give you anything, and I know that. Based off what? Where's the facts?
Have you guys got the Indian variant? Have you got the Indian variant?
We're trying very hard to fish for something so you can create a controversy. I'm not going to let you. Now, if you do arrest me, even if you were to find that I was wrong, you would actually find that you didn't have the grounds in the first place for that arrest, and it would be unlawful in the first place.
That's why I want to have this conversation.
But I don't want to have a conversation.
You don't know how to converse,
you,
buddy. You don't. You're not answering a single question.
You're all day
converse
with
this.
That's what you
want to
do.
Yeah, no, no. No. That would be, well, then you need to step aside and let me go, and if you don't, that'll be unlawful deprivation of liberty.
Nah,
and I'll take you to the plaintiffs for that.
Nah, so
unlawful deprivation of liberty. Yeah, well, then you need to step aside.
Nah,
am I under arrest? Am I free to go?
I'm not going
to
step aside because
do you answer questions? You've got a code of conduct. Your own code of conduct says that you need to respond equitably to the members of the public. Now, I'm asking you, am I under arrest? Am I free to go?
You're not free to go.
So I'm under arrest.
Okay, so I'm trying to...
No, you said it. I'm under arrest then, aren't I?
If you refuse to give me your name and address...
I don't have to give you any name and address.
You do, because I believe you committed an offence.
But there's no merit to your belief.
There's no offence, there's no law yet, dude. Seriously.
I'm not guilty until proven innocent. Far out. I don't have to give you facts.
You're a joke.
Guys, I'm under no obligation to speak to the police unless I'm already under arrest. That's the Supreme Court of Victoria. The High Court of Australia says when a statute prescribes that there must be reasonable grounds for a state of mind, including suspicion and belief, it requires the existence of facts which are sufficient to induce that state of mind in a reasonable person. I'm a reasonable person. Where's your facts? And don't say I'm not giving you facts and that gives you that proves any point, because I don't have to give you facts. Because the Supreme Court of Victoria says I don't. And the High Court says you, without the facts, have no reasonable grounds to verify your belief. So I just want to know how you can be detaining me here without giving me any reason as to why.
Victoria Police overstepping their authority.
Is there someone else? Are you replacing tag team effort?
I just listen for a moment.
Well, yeah. Are you going to engage with us and answer our questions?
I'm going to engage with you.
Thank you.
If you'll just listen to me for a second. By being here today, you're in breach of the chosen directions, all right? So you are risking,
don't recognise them.
You are risking being arrested by the police. We are happy to arrest you if we have to, but we would prefer to give you the opportunity to leave now. Okay? So we're being fair to you, giving you an opportunity to leave. Otherwise, you will risk being arrested. What's your name?
Sorry, your business, what my name is.
We're trying to be civil. Yeah.
No, you're
threatening to arrest us under a gun.
No, then we have very different definitions of what civil is.
We're giving you an opportunity.
This is civil? This is civil? This is civil? Oh, the goons! Hello, goons!
Is this civil?
Oh, that's civil? Excuse me, is that civil? How civil is that?
It's irrelevant. You don't have the grounds for it in the first place.
No,
I know that.
We're not going to argue about that, but we do.
Well, you don't, and we know you don't. So it's going to be, if you're confident enough, because I'm already going through the police conduct unit, I'm already setting up another, case against the PSIs that arrested me in the past, and we'll see if you do it. Justin Goldsmith, Inspector.
Yeah.
Okay, Justin Goldsmith. Goal,
we're more than
and what's your badge number, Justin?
Arrest, okay? 29601. More than comfortable to make the arrest. We are giving you an opportunity, 5 or 10 minutes, to leave the area. Okay? So you've been given plenty of warning.
Could we not be surrounded then by all your squads?
It's quite intimidating.
This is civil? Look how civil.
This is civil.
Look how civil this is.
What we
that's really civil. Hello, Hollywood.
Follow the law. Police that don't follow their own Victoria Police Act. Police that act under dictation, which is how you get a dictatorship, and it's against the law to act under dictation.
Do you understand the direction that I've just given you?
I don't stand under any of your garbage.
Do you understand it?
All right.
And you'll be given 5 or 10 minutes to move on.
I think you need to move aside.
You've been given plenty of opportunity. Otherwise, you're just being arrested.
Opportunity to...
You're already important.
Let's walk. Have you got the Indian virus? Look how civil that is. That's how you deal with police. You stand your ground. All of you constables, breaking the law. Every single one of you breaking the law. Breaking the law, you bunch of goofballs. Hello. Did you get...